evening. Hey, folks, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. So, for the previous two nights, I've been very busy, okay? Which is the only reason why I didn't do the rant. But I'm back tonight to answer your questions, to give all of you the opportunity to pick my brain. And I expect that since, in the past 48 hours, since I haven't done the rant, I know you have a ton of questions that you want to comment below. And listen, if you're brand new to the rant, I'm Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, a young self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. I'm in the digital marketing space, and I do very well. I am independently wealthy, okay? And I'm self-made, okay? I made myself rich, to make that very clear. And I'm on here to make a contribution to the world. I give you guys the opportunity to ask me questions. No investment required. You don't have to spend a dime with me. I'm on the rant here. And I'm going to be brutally honest and direct with my answers. So if you are an overly emotional person, I would suggest you take your ass to sleep. Because I'm just going to keep it real. You know, everybody's not going to be rich. Everybody's not going to live their dreams. It is what it is. That's just what it is. It's up to you to determine if you're going to be a part of the 97% of people who never gets what they want. The 97% of people that complain and bitch and cry and moan about everything in their life. Or a part of the 3%, the people that are winning. The people that can do what they want when they want to do it. They're free of a job. They could travel. And they're living their dreams. Excuse me. I'm yawning a bit here. So, thank you for the shares also. And the rant itself is growing here. I had somebody just now tell me, say, hey, Wes, when are you going to do the rant? You know, we're waiting for you. Well, I'm here and I'm back. Okay, here we go. What do you recommend I should do if I need to make 1,000 ASAP? Well, what do you mean by ASAP, man? ASAP. What's ASAP? I mean, look, there's so many ways to make money. If you want to make money ASAP, go get a sales job, to be honest with you. Like, if you want to make money tomorrow, go get a sales job. Go find a place where you can sell something and you'll get paid a commission. There you go. Folks, there's no ASAP ways to make money unless you've already mastered earning money. And many of you, you're still trying to learn how to make money, okay? So if you're not there yet, be patient, work. Know exactly what you want. And well, what made you get into digital marketing? Well, as many of you are aware, I was a computer engineer for many years, and I made great money, but I wanted to make money on autopilot. Can everybody come to work, sleep money? That's what I wanted, I'm gonna be honest. At the age of 27, 28, I wanted sleep money. I wanted to make money while I was asleep. So, I was already on the internet. Like, I knew how to browse the internet, but I didn't know how to market. And I had a thought in my mind. I said, if there was a way that I can create a program or a course on the internet, and there are billions of people on the internet every single day, and if I can get about 100 people per day to buy my product, and at the time it was $7, then 100 times 7 is 700, 700 times 30 is 21,000. So that was just my thoughts. Because the internet, it never turns off is always on. So I just thought about that. I said, I know I can get 100 people to buy my stuff a day, right? It's billions of people every day. I just need 100. And listen, that's the type of thinking you got to have, just like outcome thinking instead of process thinking. Process thinking is always thinking about how you're going to do it, which is important, I guess. Not that important. But you got to know what the outcome, like, I knew that. I just thought it was all in theory. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but it just made perfect sense. Like, if it's a billion people on the internet every single day, if I need 100 people, pay $7, then that's $21,000 a month. No brainer, right? Would you rather do your research or pay for a mentor? Me personally, let me just be very honest. Can I be just direct? If you guys don't mind, can I just be just transparent? Most of you will need a mentor. Okay? Gonna be very honest. Most of you will need somebody to help you. There's very few people that can do it by themselves. Like, I did it alone. And the reason why I say that, because you have to be so formidable. You have to be so resilient. And, like, you have to be able to self-motivate. And you need to be able to manage your emotions. Like, if you can't, like, most people just can't do that. Just the average, they just cannot. Most of you will need a mentor or somebody to help you out. Very few can do it by themselves. Okay? Because it takes a lot of emotional fuel. And the issue with people, I think my superpower was when the business wasn't working, I wasn't crying and bitching. Like, I didn't get down. Like, when I lost my jobs, I never got down. When they repoed my car, I didn't get down. When I had to file bankruptcy, I wasn't down. When I had bad credit, like, I was never down. I don't know. I was never like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Why me? Never. Even when I got evicted from my apartment in Houston, Texas, Indigo Falls, folks, and I had to sleep on the bedroom, on the floor of my friend's apartment, I don't know. I just never really cared too much. I think because I knew I wasn't going to be there forever, so it wasn't a big deal for me. It was like a journey. It was like a, not a mystery, but like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a game to me, honestly. I know it sounds crazy, folks, but and life itself is like a game. So back then, my 20s, it was like, life was like a game for me. And it's like, I can try new things and maybe I fail, but I can always reset and do it again. That's how I thought. So it never bothered me when I was on a bus making $8 an hour, riding 2 hours to a job to pay me $8 an hour. Like, I don't know. It wasn't a big deal. I just knew I wasn't always going to be there. But like I said before, most of you will need a mentor or somebody to help you out. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of you don't know how much I went through. You know, some of you are like, oh, Wesley, you were... Like, first of all, obviously, I wasn't born rich. Like, what are you talking about? I was born typical black family, man. Typical black family. Poor. Not poor, but poor. You know, we didn't have any money. Under $20,000 a year. That's pretty poor, in my opinion. And like, I've been through it all. I've been in jail a few times. Just for tickets, you know. Tickets, and warrants. And warrants and tickets. My license been suspended. To the point I had to apply for I had to get a special license at one time because my license, it wasn't revoked, but it was suspended in a way that I had to get special permission to drive, which you have to pay like $3,000 to a lawyer to get this done. I mean, like I said, I've had terrible credit. In my 20s, my credit was terrible. Terrible. I slept in my car. Like, I've been in one toxic relationship because I obviously only had one girlfriend, but now I have a new girlfriend now, you know. I am finally in a relationship. Clap your hands. My second relationship in my life. Because before, I just never really cared too much about women. I know that sounds terrible, but I just didn't care, honestly. I can get them with ease, but I just didn't care, you know. I wanted to make money, honestly. But I when I was in that relationship with that young lady, and this is a long time ago, it was probably the worst time of my life. If I'm going to be honest, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a very toxic relationship. Comment below if you know what I'm talking about. It was fucking toxic. Dallas, Texas. I'll tell you a story. I never told this story publicly, but I remember I was overseas and she was in Dallas. And then, I don't know, we had a big fight. Because then when I came back to Dallas, I was staying in her apartment for a while because I just came back from overseas. We had a big fight. The fight was so big that I caught a plane back to Houston. And then a couple of weeks later, she calls me and she's crying on the phone and said, Wesley, I've been diagnosed with cancer. And you just left me. She was crying. You know, it's a crying woman, man. That's like my soft spot. So obviously if she got cancer, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? So I got in my car. I was staying with my friend at the time. I'll never forget, I was on the couch, sleeping on the couch, right? That was insane. I'm like 30 years old. And I went back to, where did I go back to? Dallas, with her, to find out that she didn't have cancer. This woman lied to me. She was like, oh no, I just thought I did. You know, she was one of those people that always think she's, that young lady was a woman that was always on the internet thinking that she always had some type of disease. What do you call those people? They always search the internet. But So long story short, I had a lot of issues, right? And I still made millions of dollars, right? It still worked out. Would it have been different if you had your kids with when you couldn't pay for your rent? I mean, I did have kids. I have De'Asia, which is my firstborn. Like, she's 19. Well, I guess I got to reveal my age. I had my first child, I think, what, 24 years old? Like, I had my baby's a little bit early, you know. 24, 25, one of those ages. So, I've struggled with my children. They don't know, obviously, but yeah, it was still a struggle, of course. Next question for me here. Great morning, Wes. Why were your workout videos on YouTube taken off? The 10 hardest push-ups. No, it should be there. I don't think, I didn't remove it. It should be still there, actually. Questions here. Wow, you're a walking testament. Do you ever host seminars? Yeah, I do. You know, when I feel like it, honestly. I think next year I'm going to begin. Right now I'm working on my app, so I'm just busy, honestly. And any speaks, if you want me to speak to your organization, that's $100,000. You have to pay me in advance, and you have to fly me out, take care of my hotels, if you want me to do any type of speaking for your organization. Hey, Lynn, how are you? Yeah, SR22. Okay, Boss Money. You know, huh? You've been suspended as well. Shout out to my SR22s. Only people that have had their license suspended know what SR22 is. Because I had to get one. Because my license was suspended, so. But I still had a job. I had to work. But you can only drive certain hours of the day with an SR22. Okay, yeah. Shout out to the SR22s. Are you into real estate? Of course. Can I join your YouTube program? Yep. How much money you got? How much money do you have, my guy? Any AI suggestions for income? What do you mean? What are you trying to do? There's so many different AIs out there. I mean, you just got to research. Go to YouTube for sure. Do your research. You got 5K. Usually, we don't do anything under 10K. But reach out to Ariella. Maybe we can work with you. I mean, if you're serious. But honestly, we don't usually do anything under 10K because we create these channels that we've been doing for a while now, Faceless, because we're using artificial intelligence, so we were able to monetize people very quickly with YouTube to get them making some money on autopilot passively here. What's next? Hey, Sarah Paulette, how are you? Official X Tony. Watermark P. Questions? Any questions for me, folks? Open up. Talk to me. Pick my brain. What do you want to know? Okay. What you got for me? So when I want to expand my business, what is the cost? You mean with me? Right now, we're just offering a YouTube program. The beginning cost is $10,000, but it goes all the way up to 100K. It all depends on what you're trying to do. Where are you from? Houston, Texas. Home of the Players and Pimps. H-Town. Texas. South Side. Sunny Side. Cullen, Alameda, Janao. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you just don't know. Wes, how much is the fee for the YouTube? I told you $10,000, period. That's the starting fee, okay? And think about it like this. I know some of you might say, oh, that's a lot of money. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to be fucking honest right now. If you keep saying that, $10,000 is a lot of money. $20,000 is a lot of money. You're never going to make money. Honestly. Like, I'll be honest with you because many of you just think that you don't have to make any type of investment to make money. First of all, you're not even willing to do the work by yourself. Second of all, if I give you an option that we could do it for you now, and you're like, oh, I only have $10,000. Well, that's why you broke. That's why you still have a 9-to-5 job. That's why you have no money in your bank account. That's the reason why you drive what you drive and live where you live, because you act like everybody else. Everybody say, oh, that's too much money. I don't got that money. I wish I had that. Well, you know, you're going to be a loser forever, honestly. Like, I want fucking people that are willing to find the money. That's how I was. Like, I like hustlers, but not hustlers in a way of doing things illegal. I like legit hustlers. I'm a legit hustler. Like, I'm going to find a way. Even when I was broke, I found a way. Okay? How can I deal with people around me who have totally different mentalities? Just get rid of them, Sky High Marketing. Delete them from your phone. It's easy. You remember me? Probably not. I'm going to be honest with you, Anthony. I don't. Oh, I'm glad I helped you out, my guy. Folks, listen, I'm blessed to be in this position to be able to help people, but I can't remember everybody. So I don't even remember my kids. Kids, how many kids I got? I don't know how many. Who was my kid's name? But, you know, I'm glad that I can make a contribution to you and listen to the content, the podcast. Listen to it. It's available. How many streams of income do you have? A lot. Dog, you low-key helped me make my own company. Let's go, Anthony. Congrats. How much is it to start digital marketing? You know, we don't offer that right now, honestly. It's just YouTube automation. You're very welcome, Skyhawk Marketing. What do you suggest I do if I have ideas after I patent it? It like what? Recommendations? Oh, God. Damn. What did I tell you guys about using broken English? That's my fucking pet peeve, okay? Stop using broken English. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. Now, I love you. I never hit a woman, but I don't like that, okay? I can't read that. It's broken English. It doesn't make sense to me. Use correct English when you're speaking and when you're texting or commenting below, okay? Very welcome, Anthony. Would you recommend using VAs? Of course, but what are you going to use them for? There you go, Anthony. Wes, I do your live meditations. Been doing it for 10 weeks or more. How long should I do it to achieve my desired intention? Well, you should have already achieved it. It depends on what it is. What is your intention? Hey, Lala, how are you? Layla. Queens. Got the queens on here tonight. Hey, can I get everybody to share this and like it? Let's see if we can get 100 million people in here tonight. Let's go. $30 a month is my intention. Okay. So, how much are you earning right now? Hey, Jasmine, how are you? Rosemary, how are you? Good job, Anthony. It wasn't really broken. Is it because I said, like, read through and read? Okay, listen. Dim Winds, can you read that? Look, I'm going to read exactly what this lady wrote. It wasn't really broken. Is it because I said, like, LOL, read through the context, silly? Now, how is that a complete sentence? You let me know. You let me know what English teacher will valid and back you up with that. Can you talk about what? What do you want me to talk about, Freedom? Cybersecurity and AI, fintech and AI, telemedicine and AI, online education. Whoa, whoa, there's too much going on. It's going too much going on with Free Dreamer's life. Be a bit more specific with your questions, okay? That's another one, Miss. Okay. Questions here, talk to me. I actually write really well, but I understand I would be more specific. Thank you, Dim Winds. If you write well all the time. Can I give you guys some advice if you don't mind? It's the same things I suggest to my children. And this will really set you apart from the masses. I know in the beginning it may sound very trivial, but I always correct my children all the time. Do not, write this down, do not be lazy in language, okay? Like, don't be lazy with your language. Don't be lazy with your communication style. When you write or even when you speak, Do not be lazy. Don't use BC for because. Don't use the number two for two. Because it's lazy. Because the question is, why don't you just spell it out? You know, learn how to use periods and commas, okay? Like, don't just write a sentence that's 10 lines. I mean, without any periods or any commas, any pauses, okay? And dim is not, I mean, you know, come on, folks. Just, you're an adult. Grow up, please. Like, I always correct my children because that generation, they abbreviate every word in the goddamn dictionary. It's insane. And I catch them. I say, I'm always correcting them all the time. Always, always, always. And as they get older, they'll see why I did that. Right? They'll see and notice and realize why I corrected their language when they text. Because, you know, obviously they think, oh, it's not a big deal, man. It's not a big deal, Dad. It's not a big deal. Okay, it is a big deal. And you'll see, because if you continue to write that way, it will start to bleed over in your emails when you're trying to write an email for your job, or when you're texting your boss, or when you're trying to speak in an interview, trying to get a job, right? So just don't be lazy in language. I was never lazy with the language, even when I was in my 20s. I was never lazy. Thanks, Anthony. Hey, Katira. Hey, Alex. Alexandre. Wesley, what's your recommended country for a black people's exit of America? What is that? What is a black people's exit of America? First time hearing that. Talk about money. What do you want to know? Let's talk about money, baby. Blacksit? What's Blacksit? I'm sorry, folks. I don't know. I've never heard of Blacksit. Am I the only one who hasn't heard about Blacksit? What is that? Honestly, I think a lot of you know so much about a lot of stuff, but you're not like an expert in nothing. You ever met a person, they know a little bit about everything? But they don't know, but they're not an expert in anything. Like, I don't know anything about politics. I don't know anything about sports at all. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on in the world. I don't know. But let me tell you what I do know. I know how to make fucking money. Tell you that. Daddy West can make that money all day long, baby. Okay, I know how to make that. I'm an expert in making money. I am an expert marketer. I am a phenomenal communicator. That's what I study. That's why I master that stuff. But politics, sports, anything, Blacksit, whatever this woman talking about, I have no clue. Honestly, I just truly believe that a lot of you just major in minor things in life. Like, you consume your mind with things that are so trivial, that are so unimportant, that is just useless information. And honestly, I can't do that. I just wanted to hop on here and tell you how I appreciate you, big dog. Thank you so much. Wes, how often do you work out? 5 days a week. Your voice is soothing. Oh, is it? How soothing is it, Ebony? Soothing as a nice soft massage. Oh, let me stop playing with you. All right, what's the next here? Communication. This is why I saw your voice is smoothing. Soothing. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Weston, how did cooking for yourself turn out today? I didn't burn anything, and the chicken legs came out very well. Even Denaya, my daughter, she She ate all the chicken. Wes, how has the team been lately? Will you hire me back on the team, please? Some people I talk to would love to be coached. Well, who are you, reborn again? Did you get fired? Did you get terminated? That's one thing about, you know, working for Virgin Media. We're going to take care of you, but we don't... Listen, if you don't have the energy or if you're not making progress, if you're not online working, you're done. We're going to get rid of you. We love you, but... Like, we're moving fast. Like, my company, we're moving fast. And it's required to have high energy when you work for me. No negative vibe, no negativity. Because if you have any type of negative vibes, I'm going to get on that ass. And you may be, it may be your last day with me, honestly. It's only high energy, high income, baby. That's it. We're going to do some phenomenal things this year, so... To do that, have to have a phenomenal team to do that, which I do. Hey, Shahida, how are you? Beverly Washington. How was your day? Amazing. It was a blessing. It was phenomenal. It was exceptional. What's the next here? I appreciate your usage of vocabulary on your rants as it has expanded my vocabulary with words such as inculcate, augment, incorrigible, repudiate. Thank you, sir. You're very welcome, Anthony Harvey. You know, listen, the only reason why I've been able to imbibe different words within my vocabulary is because I learn new words every day, okay? Like, when I drive back from the gym, I'm listening to words. Okay, I go on YouTube, I type in learn new words, and I just listen every day. And I think that's extremely cardinal if you're trying to expand your vocabulary, right?
What's next here? You say hello to everyone. You don't say hi to me. I'm sorry, man. Echo. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry, guys. Can everybody comment their name below? I want to let you know that I do see you. Go ahead and comment your name below. Let me give you a big ass shout. Let me scream your name at the top of my lungs to let you know I'm here for you. I love you. I care about you. And I am paying attention to the comments here. Okay. What's up, J$1,000,000? So comment your first name below if you want me to shout your name. What's up, Priya? Let's go! Priya! Keisha! What's up, boo? How are you? And do you really love us? Of course I love you. What you talking about? Relax. Walter! What's up, Big Walt? Michelle! Kevin! Julius! Beverly Washington! Let's go! I love all of you. I mean, why do you think I'm here?
Listen, if I didn't love you, I'll be working right now. I will be working, okay? I love you, duh. That's why I'm up late with you, big head. Relax.
Keza! Eliab! $1,000,000! Roddy! Let's go! What's up, Jolly? Melissa. Melissa, let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Giving you guys a little shout out, you know? Ebony! Let's go. What's up, Heidi? Bash, how are you? Kajali.
You know, you folks don't get it. You know, my energy is always high. You want to know why I'm so rich and wealthy and so phenomenal? Because my energy is high, baby. High energy, high income. Let's go! 1241, baby. Let's go! A lot of you, you act like you're in comas. You're so lethargic, so just... It's like no energy inside of me. I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's make this money, baby. Get up. Who cares? It's 1241, baby. Tomorrow can be a life-changing situation based off what you do right now. Tomorrow your business can work in a way that you triple yourselves. Tomorrow you can find a love in your life. Tomorrow you can quit your job and start a brand new business. Motion creates emotion. Okay? Let's go. So many of you, you drink too much and you use too many drugs. That's why you're so lazy. Stop smoking all that weed and cigarettes and vaping and alcohol. Just debilitating your entire metabolic system. You're drained. Stop taking all those drugs. What's next? Colin, would you ever take one of your creations to something like Shark Tank to help it grow? Me? Nah, I don't need Shark Tank. I'll be the person that does the investing. But I don't need Shark Tank. Come on. I am Shark Tank for it. I don't need their money. I have intelligence. And I'm a badass marketer, so I can market anything. Okay? Did you buy the farm yet, Wes? Not yet. Hey, Sarah, how are you? Hey, Violetta. Does your woman make you a better man? Can relationship be a distraction for you? That's a good question. And listen, if I was broke, of course. Like all men, if you're broke, you don't have any money, still trying to make money, I wouldn't suggest to be in a relationship. But yeah, my current woman, she did make me a better man. But I was already rich when I met her, you know. But she did make me a better man. She made me a monogamous man. She helped me understand some things about just relationships in general. I'm blessed. I have a very loving woman. I mean, this woman loves me to life. You know, it feels good, man, when you have a woman that just loves you so deeply. But let me tell you something. I know some of you men, you ain't have a woman. You say, well, I know my woman. She's a ride or die. And to me, that's just stupidity. Because you want a woman to love you, regardless of your financial, unintelligible actions and behavior. And... you know, yeah, a woman can love you even though you're not making the type of money that you need to be able to take care of yourself and her. But I think that's probably not the best situation because the lack of money is a huge problem in relationships. And I would go as far as say that money, the lack of money, is an innovator of relationships. Like it would tear relationships apart because let me know how many people are excited and happy to have a lack of money. How many relationships you know that they can't pay the bills every month, you know, trying to pay the bills, trying to pay this, the car breaks down, you need a new this, you need a new that. I mean, how are you, I mean, how is it possible to sustain happiness with the lack of money in a relationship? Because that's not even a problem. Relationships are tough, not just because of the lack of money. It's like you're trying to adapt with this person. And let me tell you something, man, okay? Women would probably never admit this, but it's very difficult for a woman to respect you if you're not financially astute, if you're not financially responsible. You know, women can't really respect you. You know, she might sleep with you, but she can't really respect you, which means that you're not going to tell her what to do. Like my woman, I tell her what to do all the time. Of course, she want me to. She want me to tell her what to do 100% because she trusts me to be the leader of that relationship. Makes sense? I'm daddy. She knows that. And a lot of you, you want to have that experience with your woman, but she don't respect you because you got bad credit. Like, how do you have bad credit and you want a woman to respect you? You can't even get an apartment. Your apartment's in her name. She makes more money than you. Does that even make sense to you? You know, they talk about, I saw this video on TikTok that talks about the soft era. And I'm like, the men's soft era. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck this is, honestly. So obviously men want to be treated like women now. I saw a man on Instagram that said, well, I want a woman to send me flowers sometime. Why do I have to always send flowers? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? You know, another man like, oh, yeah, a woman should pay sometime. Why do I have to always pay for dinner? So it's like, I guess men are softer, just like they have, you know, when women are in their soft era. There's a lot of men out there. They're in their soft era. And to me, it's sickening. I don't know. It's insane. You know, I know men are just, they're acting like women. They're very just feminine, honestly. They want women to do all the things, I guess, that men should do, like be the provider. They want women to, you know, contribute something financially. That's insane to me. I don't know. You know, that's insane, honestly. Well, what can you do? What's next? Next question for me here. Me, Wesley Virgin, I'm in my hard era. I'm going to be hard for the rest of my life. That's it. Like, I'm a man's man. I'm a masculine man. I'm a powerful motherfucker. I'm telling you, insanely. And I'm always going to be like this, period. It is what it is. Would I be inappropriate at times? Absolutely. I will be inappropriate because I want to. I can do whatever I want to do. Would I apologize if I need to? Absolutely. But I'm a man's man. Any woman I wish, she needs to follow me. If she don't follow me, she can follow her ass outside the door back in her car to her house. It doesn't matter to me, honestly. I have no problem with that. There's certain things I don't tolerate. I have boundaries, and I don't play. Women, men out there, they're insane, man. They want you to, I guess, men want women to open the door for them now. Why you want to open my door? I'm like, what the That's so hilarious, honestly. Wes, what's some places you've been that have the best hotels? Dubai, also Egypt, Bali, just to name it. Oh, Paris, of course, Hawaii. Next question for me here. So, man, I'm going to say this one more time. I've said it before. Man, comment these words below. Get the money first. Get the money first. Get the money first. You know, if you get the money first, then you don't have to worry about, you know, if a woman's using you, you don't have to worry about, oh, why do you want all this stuff? Why do you want to supersize your fries at McDonald's? I mean, it's like, I don't know. You know, if you just, if you were to take care of the money, if you make more than enough money that you have that under control, then it doesn't matter if your woman wants something. You'll just do it. Like my woman the other day, like she got a credit card. I gave her a credit card, of course. Right? Yeah, I see the first woman I gave a credit card to. But I love her to life, so it's all good. And she asked me, she said, "Babe, do you mind if I get these shoes?" I said, "Absolutely, baby." It's $600. And she's so cute. She's always trying to save me money. She's never trying to spend my money, but I want her to be happy. And I know she just like me. Actually, she's a shoehead just like me. She wasn't a shoehead until she met me. Because I'm a crazy person when it comes to shoes. And now she's like that because I buy shoes like all the time, right? And she asked me, said, "You know, can I buy this?" Like she asked me before she spends the money. She doesn't even have to ask me, but it is so amazing that she just does that. It does make me feel good. It makes me feel like, dang, this woman, she really respects me and loves me. Even though she can just spend the money, it's not a big deal. Because I trust her that she's not going to spend, she's not going to spend outside of the limit. But that's just how she is, you know. And man, when you make more than enough money, you're not going to worry about the little small things when it comes to women. You know, they need, I don't know, they need the hair done or something. You know, just send them the money. They shouldn't have to ask you. If you know your woman, go get her nails, get her lashes done. Just say, "Hey, baby, this is for your nail, this is for your lashes. Just put on the card. I'll just do this." It's not, like, that's my baby girl, right? I got to take care of her, right? So, it's very interesting that men don't think this way, honestly. Wes, how come NBA stars go broke after retiring from basketball? Well, because they don't have any business acumen, right? I think it's different now. I think basketball players are smarter now in this generation. They understand that they need to invest their money. Yeah, but like I said, man, go get the money first. If you have a girlfriend, dump her. Honestly, let her go. End the relationship tonight. Because if not, she might end it with you. You'll see it. I've seen it happen so many times. Especially men in their 20s. They just swear by their woman. "Oh, my woman loves me. She'll never cheat. She'll never this." I'm like, shut up. What are you talking about? First of all, this woman in her 20s. Second of all, you can't even take care of her properly. This is not high school anymore, man. And if your woman is attractive, it's going to be a man like me that's going to get her. It's going to be a man that's financially stable. It's going to be a man that's going to take all her problems away. And she's going to be with him. You're not going to even know. You won't even know. That's the sad part. You won't even know. Another man going to be making love to your woman. You won't have no clue. She been and got her back beat out, and she's going to come right back home to you like nothing happened. Women are like that. Women are very sneaky. Not all women, but I'm just letting you know. She's in her 20s. What do you expect? She doesn't know. She's new to the world. And a lot of you men are like, "Oh, no, that's my woman. She'll never..." Man, you know what? Put me around your woman. Put me around your woman for 48 hours. Promise you, you're done. You better be a man that, you know, you have some money. You just have to, folks. I mean, man, we got to get... You have to let go of the fact of this. Well, she need to love me for me, and money's not that important. Money's not everything. Stop talking that way. Okay, you sound like a loser. Okay? Wes, are you going to hurt these men's feelings? I hope so. I want them feelings to be hurt because it's real life. And women will never tell you. See, you might say, "Well, how do you know women like this?" Because I know. What you mean? I've been with enough women. I've been with enough women who had a husband. I've been with women who have boyfriends. And the man don't even know. I've been with some, I hate to say this, but I've been with a woman that the man was calling while I was busting her up.
And this is a long time ago, folks. Long time ago. I'm just telling you, you know, it's crazy. I've been in the car with the woman while the man and on the phone with the whatever, you know. And, oh, you know, baby, I'll be there. And I'm right there in the car with her. In the middle of the night. And a lot of you men, I'm telling you, you don't know. This is how I tell you. You might say, whoa, I'm one of my women cheating. Listen, let me answer this for you. If you're even thinking that your woman may be doing something, just get out. She probably is. Just get out. Like, if you have that feeling that your woman is going outside of that relationship, just get out. It's because you're just not the type of man that you have not developed yourself properly yet. You know, I talk about the four areas that a man should develop himself. You have not developed yourself in those areas yet, so just get out. I mean, you know what I mean? You know, just get out. Are you going to be hurting? You're going to be crying? Because most men, they can't take the breakups. They can't. It's insane, you know, what some men do. Like, God. I'm trying to tell these men, man. You know, I don't know. But some of you men, you want to be hurt, so it's all good. Look, Aaliyah said I was on low vibration. Oh, no, I was vibrating high. Listen, you know, you guys want to have a real conversation, okay? It's a rant. So don't judge me if I tell you that I slept with a married woman. First of all, it's a lot of y'all slept with married people. You ain't going to talk about it. It's a lot of y'all slept with somebody else's woman or somebody else's man while they're in a relationship. So shut up. Shut the fuck up, honestly. But I'm just giving my men the reality of it. You know, you may think that your woman, and it's not all women. Yeah, some women, they're really, really, they're great. They're going to stay with your broke ass, I guess. They're going to stay with you and you're struggling. But I don't suggest a woman to do that, in my opinion. And I definitely don't suggest a man to do that because a woman doesn't want to struggle forever. That's what you don't understand. Maybe she will deal with your tired ass for a while, a couple of years, but a woman gets tired. Let me know if I'm right or wrong, women. Women get tired. Even women that are in marriages, they just get tired of men not being the type of man that they should be. You know, you're not giving your woman affirmation, not telling that she looks beautiful, that she looks cute, that you miss her, not, you know, taking care of her financially, not being attentive. Like, if you don't do this to a woman, just like with a man, she's naturally going to get it for somebody else because somebody else is going to do it, which you're not doing. It's just simple stuff. But like I said before, the first goal, you need to have that money because that money is powerful. You know, I wish I could tell some more stories, but one day I'll write a book. It'll blow your mind. Men, if you knew exactly what women do, not all women, some women, it'll blow your mind, man. I can tell you a story that will blow your mind about women. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind. You'll just be like, what? Some men will never know that somebody's been inside of your woman. Why are you with her? What's the next question for me? Questions here. If a man willing to lay with you while you're married, he's not a loyal man. Oh, Lord, shut your judge ass up, Eli, or Elia, whatever your name is. Listen, we're not here to judge anybody, especially not me, folks. I'm here live. I'm here to let you know, yeah, I'm rich, but I'm a real person. So I share these experiences with you because I know a lot of you can relate, even though you don't have the guts to talk about it, right? But I don't care, honestly. It's not any big deal to me. But obviously, I'm a different man now, you know. But back in the day, I was a savage, obviously. I did what I wanted to do. And if I want something, I'm going to get it. Anything. Let me see. What's next? Abigail, how are you? Wesley, you are phenomenal. Thank you, J. Millionaire, but still, the you, You need to spell the word out, okay? It's Y-O-U. What's the next question here? Talk to me, folks.
Hey, can I get everybody to tag one person to share this to one person and hit the like button a few times? Hit that love. I like to see the hearts. I like to see the hearts to let me know that you appreciate what I'm doing here tonight. And the more hearts, the more time you share, then I will go live more often, okay?
Lizzie, King Sean, okay. Frank, hey Vanessa, how are you? Hey Shahida, how are you? Kinky Steph, how are you? Questions for me? Any more questions? Talk to me, peeps. Questions here. If not, I'm gonna let you guys go. I'm sorry, I only speak English here tonight. Tomorrow, we'll speak Espanol. You have so many options in women. Why her? Yeah, Vivi Torres, good question. Man, she's phenomenal, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. That woman, you know, you ever met a person that every time you see him, you just smile and just feel so good? Don't get it twisted. We did have our issues. It was more on me. Like, maybe one day I'll tell you guys the whole story, but not today. I can't tell that story. But I'll say this. Most men that had a good mom or a great mom, they usually gravitate to women like their mom, even if they had a fucked up mom too. But usually a man gravitates and attract women similar to their mom. So think about all the women that you've dated, men. So the woman that I'm talking to now, she has so many identical traits to my mother. My mother's the kindest woman on the planet. Honestly, she really is. I'm not just saying. She's very kind, very nice, extremely. I've never met a woman nicer than my mom, honestly. And the woman that I'm with now, she's like that. She's very nice. She's a very kind woman. But don't get it twisted. She got a little fire in her as well. When she need to, but she never disrespectful. She doesn't do anything to, make me feel inferior. She 100% respects me as the leader of our relationship, and as the man that I am. But like I said, she's just have identical traits to my mother. She's very kind. She's very sweet. She doesn't argue with me. Even when she gets upset, it's just very cute, honestly. It's like funny. You know how some women, they can get very insane. I've been there before. Like, I can't be with a woman like that. It doesn't matter what I do, but I cannot be with a woman that can't control her emotions in a way that she gets either violent or she cursing me out. I don't tolerate that at all. And another thing, my woman, she doesn't drink. She don't drink alcohol. She don't smoke. And she smells really good. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I mean, some people, she has a natural body smell, though. It's like a natural. She can work all day. She smells good. She can work out. Smells good. She doesn't even wear deodorant. She don't need it. And she smells so good. It's insane, right? So I'm blessed. And she's short. She's like 5'2". Of course, I like my little bitty fun-sized woman so I can throw ass over her. You know, I like taking my woman, throw all over that. I like to dominate my woman, right? So when they little like that, I love it.
You know, I just can't even tell you because I might get thrown off the live here. But yeah, that's the reason why. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It took us a while to get to this point because of me, obviously. But we got here. We here. What's the best advice you ever got from someone more successful than you? The advice that I received was, Wesley, you don't know anything. The true story. I was in Vegas and I was talking too much. Honestly, I was talking too much and I wasn't making money and I wasn't making progress. He said, you know what? He said, young man, you know what? You know why you don't make money? It was in a group setting too. It was embarrassing because you talk too much. Like, obviously, you're not making any money. Obviously, you need help. But you talk so much. You keep talking about what you're going to do, what's not working, how you've been trying this, and blah, 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 blah. Shut up and listen. Now, you have people in this table that are making 7 figures per month. You're not even making 1,000 a month. So you talk too much. Shut your mouth. Yeah. It was a humbling moment for me. But I listened. I decided to listen. What's next? That was a great question, by the way. Thank you. Next question for me here. I need a massage. I'll get a late night massage. My woman, she's out of town, so. Guess I got a massage myself, huh? How do you stay focused? Yeah, Beverly, me personally, I just separate from people and isolate myself. So, the less people you talk to or interact with, you don't watch TV or you're not spending time on social media, then there you go. I mean, you have nothing to do but focus on what you're supposed to focus on. But you have to go through a process of elimination. What steps or directives would you give for a man to develop stoicism and emotional intelligence? Educate yourself, Anthony. Read books, man. Knowledge is the precursor to experience. The more knowledge a man has, then he is equipped and ready for any experience in life. If you need to read. Denmark. Hey, what's going on? Oh, my arm, my shoulder. What's next? How do you detach from bad thoughts? You don't. You reframe them. So instead of labeling them bad thoughts, just reframe them to positive thoughts. If you're looking for the positive within the thought, you can find it. Okay. What's the next here? Wes, what is the best method of self-talk? Go to the mirror, start talking to yourself. It's that simple. How did you eliminate the people you could no longer associate yourself with? Honestly, true story, I just deleted them from my phone. I did this when I was in my early 30s. I just deleted people, honestly. If if they wasn't making $1 million, if they didn't portray the lifestyle that I just got rid of them, honestly. I just deleted everybody, you know, just removed them. Blocked them, delete, block, delete. And I didn't answer anybody's phone calls. Even today, I don't answer people's phone calls. I don't use my phone. I use my phone for the rent and videos, for ad videos on the internet. I don't use my phone to talk. You can't talk to me on the phone. I don't want to talk to you. If I'm talking to you, it's a privilege. I'm telling you that. But I don't talk to people on the phone. No time, man.
Nigeria. Hola from Nigeria. Any more questions for me before we shut it down for tonight? Hey, come with the word value if you got any value tonight. Hey, Alicia, how are you? Come with the word value. Remember, I have a podcast. I have over 800 podcasts, millionaire midnight rants. Just go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Type in Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. You'll see it pop up. It's free. Listen. Educate yourself. Condition the mind. Okay? Condition the mind. Any more questions for me before I let you go? All right, folks, I guess I'm going to let you go. Thank you for joining me tonight. Another successful millionaire midnight rant. What bad habits did you have to get rid of or replace to become a millionaire? The bad habits. Let me think. I had to learn how to manage money. Okay, that was big. I had to stop going to certain places like clubs or bars or shopping. I had to stop doing all those things. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining me. If you got any value, hit the like button, share it as well. I do appreciate if you do share this and hit the like video as well and leave something in the comment section below. And remember, in life, you don't get what you want out of life. You get what you picture. Picture the life that you want. It's not about, you know, work is required, but it's not just about work. It's about picturing the life that you want every single day of your life. Much love. This is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.